Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So who are you? Have you given any thought to who you are? What a complicated question. The philosophers throughout the ages have asked the questions, who are we? Who are you? Who am I? And that's a hard question to answer. But if you are in business, there is no question that you are a strong personality. You're a person who likes to control things. You're a person who's right out there. You're a person that has an opinion, and your opinion is clear in your mind, and you know that what people should do. And you have a vision of how exactly things should be, and you are determined that this is going to be the way it is. But do you think that your point of view is the only one that counts? You know, when we get into business, we certainly, it's almost like setting up a country and we're ahead of that country. And we think that because we are the head person that we're the only person that has an opinion. And we've got to be careful that we are listening to other people. We are listening to our employees. They have a great deal to say about the business. They can teach us a great deal about business. They can give us a great understanding of their relationship with the customers. Are we listening to them? Are we listening to our vendors? You know, our vendors have great knowledge of the industry that we're in. Do we talk to them? Do we understand what's going out there in the marketplace? Do we seek people out to talk to? Do we listen to the customer? Do we take customer complaints? Do we say, you know, that complaint, it's legitimate. We need to change this particular procedure. We need to change the way that we're doing things. We need to talk to Freddie about his behavior. We need to talk to Janet about customer service, about what she said to these people. Are we listening? Because listening is the answer. It's not always about telling. It's not always about saying, this is what you do. Open your mind up. Listen to what's going on around you. The world is just full of marvelous ideas. The world is full of things that are going to help you be successful. There is so much flow of information today, it's impossible to keep up with it. What would help your business? What do you need to read? What blogs do you need to read? Who do you need to listen to? What gurus do you need to listen to? Who can help you improve your business? But you see, if we're not listening, and if we shut it off, and we think that we have the only point of view, then we have a problem. And isn't this what's going on in politics today? People not listening to each other. You know, there are well over 300 million people in this country. There may be well over 300 million points of view. But politicians take polls. They think they know what people want to hear rather than listening to what people have to say. That's why town hall meetings are important. The politician really gets to be right there with their constituents and see what they have to say. You need to have your own town hall meeting with your employees, with your customers, with your vendors, with people around you, with even strangers. I mean, you could be out to dinner with someone and they could have a different point of view than you. And rather than just shutting them off and not listening or paying attention or being rude, listen to what they have to say. 90% of it may be absolutely worthless. 90% of it may not be the direction that you're going in, but that 10% could be very important. So listening is one of the answers to success. So I hope that you think about it and you spend a great deal of time listening to people. And once you listen to people, you may very well change your point of view. You may improve your point of view. You may improve how your business works, and what will that do? That will improve your business, and I'm always willing to listen to anything you have to say, so don't hesitate to call. send me an email, connect on LinkedIn, and I'll want to hear your point of view. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.